Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 8. Yesterday we got all warm and fuzzy inside with happiness. If you didn't, then you're not alone, so it's useful to bring some acceptance, as happiness is a funny old thing, and doesn't always want to show up at the party, even when we throw a really good party. Over the last few days, we've been on a bit of a journey into our emotions. Why have we done this? Just to recap, it can be really useful to be able to connect with the array of emotions that we have, as not only are they indicators of how we are in a particular moment, they can let us know when it's time to drive forward, pull back, have some quiet time, speak our mind, or get in a bear fight. I really am not advocating fighting bears. Please leave the bears alone. And on that note, when we experience emotions like anger, when we're aware of them, and we're mindful and in the moment, we're less likely to act them out in a reactive way, but rather use them to respond in a situation. As I mentioned previously in the program, sometimes anger tells us when something isn't right and that we need to speak out. But we can do this with control, with poise, and with real impact without losing ourselves and saying or doing something that we might regret. So by connecting with our emotions, we get to know how they manifest for us in our bodies, take a step back, allow them to move on, and use the information they give us to basically help us navigate through life. Now we're going to do a meditation to explore the array of emotions we can sometimes get in a couple of scenarios. So finding your comfortable meditation posture. Sitting nice and upright, but not too stiff. Take a nice deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently closing your eyes. Loosening your shoulders. And feeling those contact points where your feet meet the ground and also where your body meets the surface that you're sitting on. Really allowing your body to be held, feeling safe and grounded. And adjusting your posture a bit more if you need to, finding that comfortable upright position. And then drawing your attention inwards to focus on the sensations of your breathing and focusing wherever it's most vivid for you and continuing to do this. Now bring to mind someone that's done something to upset you. This may have been something recent. It could be a long time ago. And it doesn't need to be anything big. Just something that jarred you. Maybe you felt let down by them. Upset. Maybe it was something that person said. Or did. Or something someone forgot. And notice what emotions come up, being gentle and curious as you do this, and sitting and breathing with those emotions for a few moments. now making a light mental note of what you noticed. Letting go of that person. And now bring to mind someone that's helped you. It could be a good friend, a stranger, a member of your family. It could be someone that smiled at you. It could be someone that gave you support when you really needed it. Allowing this person to come to mind and noticing what emotions come up as you do this. And continue to breathe with any emotions that have come up. And now letting go of that person as well. And now bring some curiosity to what came up for you as you continue to sit, breathing. Which emotions felt easy to access? Were there any emotions you couldn't tune into? And we're exploring this with both the person that may have upset you and the helpful person. And were any emotions confusing? Maybe there was a feeling of fear, when it could have been anger. Did any feelings of gratitude feel more like sadness? And what emotion are you connecting to right now? And now letting go of the effort you've been making to focus on anything. And taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently opening your eyes. That meditation practice might have brought up lots of emotions. Or maybe not much came up at all. But maybe you've got more of an idea of which emotions you are really connected to. and which ones weren't so clear. From here, you might want to make a little note of the emotions you found hard to connect to, the ones you found it easy to connect to, and the ones that are a little bit confusing. And you can create your own meditation practice as a way to connect with different emotions. So you've been building a picture up of who you are, what makes you tick, and the areas you may want to explore a little bit more after this program. Now it's time to get off our roller coaster of emotions, as tomorrow we're going to focus on being ourselves as we are right now. And after all that work on emotions, it's time to offer ourselves some kindness, without judgment, and embracing every last bit of who we are. That's all for day 8. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 9.